We're here with Hugo Ohl at the top of Mount Megantic, the end of stage two. Hugo, third place, a great showing on the day. Take us through the race that started off with a lot of attacks right from the get-go, a really hard stage. Take us through that.
Yeah, effectively, the start was really quick. Attack from like K1 to, I think it took like 70k to get the good move, and all the team were attacking from one side to another, and like even the leaders team couldn't control the race. It's kind of the same thing that happened yesterday. Nobody can get over and get really control of the race. All the team attacks and never anybody happy. And when the big move went, we had Ryan Anderson and two other guy in the front, so it was pretty good for us. I decided to step back because everybody looked at me, so I said, "You don't want to race with like that." And then Randy had a really good shot, even if he was with Rob Britton, I think it was the best way to race. And when the move happened, I was beside Chris Honor and Ryan Rod, so I look at them and they look at me, and then I say, "No, I don't ride." And then the gaps open, and by the time they start chasing, they had like 1 minute, 2 minutes, but the guy were really strong in the front, and it was a fast race, really hard, all day long. Never stop until we get the bottom of Megantic with maybe what 30 or 25 seconds behind what was the sting of the breakaways. So that was a really good situation for me because I saved my legs all day long, and then when it come into the climb, I know like just was myself and I need to produce a good effort to try to stay with the best guy. And even at the end, ends up pretty good by taking times on JC. I think, I don't know the time gap right now, but I think I did a good operation and feel quite good. I think I did a good climb. I attacked with 1K to go, and Lee winner of the step. He stays on my wheels and was not too interested to ride with me, so I commit to ride because I know I need to get time on GC if I want to win. I want to get a better place on GC, so that's what I did. And at the end, I almost did seconds. So I'm really proud of the way cycling kind of rode today and how I feel. The entire team did perfect. We did the best with what we had, and we are really happy. And we had to burn a lot of energy yesterday because we kind of missed a good move, and
it's so small for traveling,
but we did good today.
Today was a good day, and like you said, do you feel like you're a bit of a marked man out there?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I can go in any breakaways. Everybody's on me, so I need to be smart. And tomorrow morning, it's me and I alone. So just need to do a good time trial there, and we'll see after.
Well, now that you've moved up in the GC like this, made up some good time, you feel like you're a little bit in the driver's seat, so to speak.
Well, I mean, for sure, we are in the best position we could ask after 2 days, after the big two stage. If you ask me at the beginning of the race, if I come to the time trial with, I think it's 19 seconds, I will buy it right away because it's so hard to manage all the breakaways. Everybody's on me, so I like to start time trial with 19 seconds back. It's pretty good. And
it took a while to get it.
Yeah, we'll see. Then after we need to let's say race is still young. A lot of states to go after a time trial, so it's not going to be an easy thing to manage a race because we don't have that much powerhouse to run the show.
Well, you have to be proud of this young team, though, how they're accepting the challenge.
Yeah, they're all really good guys, really motivated, and they all commit to the team plan, make sure I got everything I need, and they really give the 100% they have to put me in the best condition. And first day they rode hard, and they did the best they could to save the GC, and I can just say thanks to those guys, and I'm really proud I can teach them and give them some advice or just share my experience that I gained with good guy in Europe, and then can teach them. It's is the mission of the project here, having me sharing my experience with younger kids, make Canada a better nation in cycling, and you know, Cycling Canada needs those kind of races to be present in UCI races in Canada to get points for Worlds also. It's important.
How does it feel coming here and pretty much like you and Ryan being the veterans here and having the younger riders looking up to you? Does it remind you of a time when you were kind of making the big step up?
Yeah, for sure, but I just try to be nice with them and be a good guy and yeah, share with them everything I can. And yeah, it's a great experience. It's quite different for me to be back here in Bose, racing. Like, I almost race only World Tour races. It's not the same race style, and still really hard in Bose because it's stop and go, a lot of attack. It's more, World Tour races are more steady. So no, it's not easy. Honestly, I suffer a lot the last 2 days, and I'm happy.
Well, you looked good out there today, and I'm sure you're teaching the young guys a lot of good things. Tomorrow, the time trial. You're a strong time trialist. I'm sure that you're looking forward to that, and so are we. So congratulations on today, and good luck going forward in the rest of the Tour de Beauce.
Thank you very much.